When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. My guests today are the leaders of Alloy Entertainment. You may not know the name Alloy, but you know their TV shows and movies. Gossip Girl, Pretty Little Liars, You, Vampire Diaries, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Purple Hearts, and the oh-so-charming You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. The company has an unusual approach to developing content because it also has a very busy book division that provides the vast majority of the IP that drives the company. Here in this interview, we get the lowdown on Alloy's unusual business model from three key players: CEO Leslie Morgenstein, TV chief Gina Girolamo, and film leader Elisa Koplowitz-Dutton. The trio explain here how they've been able to thrive in the YA space and why they are now looking to grow up a bit, as they describe it. Morgenstein also walks us through how the company wound up being owned by Warner Brothers, but still operates with great autonomy. That's all coming up after the break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. visit Pacaso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's Pacaso.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
And we're back with more from the leadership team at Alloy Entertainment.
Les Morgenstein, Gina Giralmo, Elisa Dutton of Alloy Entertainment. Thank you so much for inviting me to your beautiful offices here on the Warner Brothers lot. It's my first podcast recording of 2024, and I'm excited because Alloy Entertainment is a company I've covered a long time, but I have really wanted to get to know you all better and get a little bit behind the scenes of how you create your content. Less from the 30,000 foot view, can you tell me sort of what is Alloy's approach to nurturing and generating content? You have an incredible track record over the last 15, 20 years of very buzzy television shows that really have penetrated the culture in a way that is hard to in our mass fractured media environment these days. What is your approach?
Sure, and thank you for coming here and visiting with us, and we're pleased to be your first pod of the year. It's a pretty organic story, and IP is such a buzzword or buzz phrase these days, and companies are so desirous of it. We never sat down and said we're going to become an IP company. It was more of a process of a group of people who love storytelling and had a good knack for what's a commercial idea, building a business over many years. So the company started in the book business and originally was a production company for hire, producing a teen book series called Sweet Valley High, and eventually got smart enough to know that it needed to own its own properties. And began brainstorming ideas, like what's something we want to see, what's something we think will resonate with the audience, and putting those ideas together with great writers. So a nose for concept and a nose for talent. And that shop eventually produced Vampire Diaries and The Sister of the Traveling Pants and Gossip Girl, and a very popular middle grade book series that became a movie called The Click, and Pretty Little Liars, and The Hundred, and You. And the thing that really makes us unique, which you mentioned, at the center of it is a group of creative people who develop ideas internally and then go out and find the best talent, whether that's a novelist or a TV showrunner or a screenwriter, to make it come to life.
Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting, it sounds like a large part of the ideas, the concepts that become books and television shows and potentially movies start in-house, and then you marry the writer. Would you say that's more common than a writer coming to you with a pitch?
Yes. I mean, these days we do have lots of relationships with book writers where we'll have a long-term deal and it will be more collaborative. So we'll sit down with the writer and just have brainstorming sessions. But the traditional model, which we still employ on at least half of our new book projects, and we produce about 20 books a year, come from our group. And there's a team of editor writers in New York who get together on a regular basis, this team in LA less frequently, and they just have creative sessions. And that can be very freeform. Come into the room with an idea. It can be a pitch off of a magazine article or art show you went to, or it can be very specific, like it was many years ago when Pretty Little Liars was birthed. And that was a development assignment, which actually came from our TV office. And the problem was, what's a teen Desperate Housewives? And on the face of it, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, teenagers are not housewives. But when we talked about what was at the heart of that show, a soapy murder mystery and then idyllic suburbs, you kind of see that DNA in what Pretty Little Liars came to be. So getting back to your question, the model has been and will continue to be, we are self-generating. That's the thing that makes Alloy a viable business, regardless of what's going around us in the industry.
You're not beholden to the big pitch with the three Oscar winners and the clock, and you must pay a small fortune to even get your foot in the door.
Correct, and we're not chasing the hot new book. We're not going after the Sunday New York Times Magazine article. We are coming up with great ideas we believe in and nurturing them over time. And like I said, you know, the various teams, the book team, and Gina in TV and Elisa in movies has done a fantastic job marrying those ideas with great writers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gina and Elisa, I would love your perspective on how does it inform and help the process of developing television shows or movies when you are working with literary properties, people that are thinking in novelistic form, but you've got a hand in shaping that novel. Is that's again a kind of a twist on the typical, I love this book, I'm going to option the manuscript.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'll jump in, and I would say that we are all huge book lovers and TV and film lovers. It's a natural instinct to want to protect the concept as much as possible, but also understanding that each medium has specific rules for what works, if you will. And so I think working with the book team in New York on a specific idea, they'll sometimes ask us to weigh in early in the stages of a book being developed. If it's being eyed for television, we can give feedback that would help expand the world or the characters or the stories. Once the book is written, when we're meeting with writers, we can talk about ways to adapt several characters into only a few, or hyper-focus on a location of a book and give it specificity that would make the television show even more special. So I would say that's part of the joy of being on the ground floor in this company. It's all very fluid, and we all communicate to one another regularly.
Mm-hmm. So you can even think in terms of seasons. Like, you can project out ahead on something you feel very strongly about.
In terms of how to keep it going.
Right, like absolutely. The creative potential of something.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's whether it's something that we option outside of our library or something within our library. And you know, oftentimes we're working with books that are multiple book series. So we can sit and give a writer five novels that continue the foundation that's built in the first book and expands the world in a way that they can then take on. That was the case with Pretty Little Liars. When the final version of the show premiered, the seventh book had just been released. So those writers had seven novels that they could dive into and pull story and character and murders.
Mm-hmm. And from a sales and revenue standpoint, like, do you see, is it kind of a virtuous circle? The books come and when you coordinate that kind of stuff?
The reality of the book business today is the company has really transitioned from being a book business with a film and TV office to being a film and TV business that has an internal IP generation machine that, in great success, is profitable. But we now are much more cognizant of our book business exists to feed film and TV,
right,
and the communication is much more frequent than it used to be, and it's much more two-way. So there are many books that have started as, that would be a great idea for a show, or that would be a great idea for a movie. And recently, Purple Hearts is an example of that, where that began as a movie pitch. And one of our executives here had read or heard a true story about contract military marriages and called me and said, is this the basis for a romantic movie? And I was like, yeah, I love that. Let's just get going on a script. So we did that, and unfortunately at the time we were unable to set it up, but we loved it so much, so let's turn it into a book, and we did, and we published the book, and then came back to it in features, and obviously we're fortunate enough to put it together with Sophia Carson and Liz Allen, and then the movie went on and was a great success. But that is typical of the model now, where the starting point can be over here, and can go back to the book team, and the book team will jump on it, if it makes sense as a book as well.
How is it different working at Alloy and in this process than in, you know, past, in your past lives at other creative shops?
The books really become our superpower because it gives us the kind of luxury of time to invest and be very hands-on and involved as producers. We are kind of, we have a healthy slate, but because we are not, we have this kind of stable of books and continuous kind of new flow of material coming our way, we can really just focus on the work, which is a luxury. And I would say that it's wonderful to be able to, you know, if you have a feature idea or you hear something that a studio is really looking for, to be able to run that by our book business and then talk about what that would look like in book form is amazing, because we all know the studios get really excited when they hear that there's a book, and the publishers get really excited when they hear that there could be a movie. So it really does become a circular economy, and in the best possible way, and a very creative one. And the other thing about the books and what makes us different from other jobs is that sometimes you'll get a call on, or sometimes you'll be able to take a book that is out of print. In the case of, you know, 2 years ago, there were two books that were from the early aughts. One was You're So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah, which was a title that just, we kept saying this is a movie, but how do we put together and convince people that it's not a niche, that it can really resonate on this universal level? And we, you know, found a writer and sent it to Adam Sandler, and he said yes, and the rest is history. But that book was not a new book. It was not a hot book. Similarly, Horoscope was a book that, I mean, I didn't even know. I'm pretty aware of all of our library, and it's a deep library, but I had never even heard of Horoscope, and we got a call, and now that movie is coming out in May. So sometimes it really is the gift that keeps on giving. It can be very surprising how deep the well is. People will say, I'm looking for a boarding school movie, and in fact, we probably have three of them. So that makes it very different from other positions.
Because we have such strong foundation in our concepts and our books, we're patient with the adaptations. So similar to what Elisa was saying earlier, we're not chasing it. And so there have been several iterations of some of the shows you've mentioned during the development process that didn't move forward, but we never gave up on the concept because we believed it would be a successful series. So that's something, I think also all of us working at the company, you know, Elisa and I, 10 plus years, we have such a depth of knowledge of the material that once we meet a writer or we hear a target that someone's looking for, we can reach back in and say, you know, we tried this 5 times, but maybe this is the one that's gonna make
that
it.
That is a luxury.
Yes.
To be able to, because you know,
we
your option doesn't, yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's interesting, that's really interesting. Let me ask you, Les and Gina, what kind of big picture learnings about the modern television landscape did you learn from the You experience? You know, in the industry, it was very closely tracked that you started, you know, it was a very distinctive show, incredible star in Penn Badgley, who we had, Variety had as a cover feature last year in 2023. Very successful cover for us. you know, it was a great, it was the same show. It was a great show. It did not succeed on linear basic cable. It went to Netflix, and we know the rest.
We were all very disappointed in how it performed on Lifetime, because we knew in our heart that we had something really special. We all believed it was really special. And then when we heard that Lifetime was picking us up to a second season, it was all very exciting. We had met, Les and I had met with Bella Bajara and Stacey Silverman at Netflix when they were running the international division. And we said, we have this show. at Lifetime, here's the script. This could be something for your international agenda, because they were buying American shows and selling them as originals for Netflix. And literally 24 hours later, Bella called and Stacey called us and said, we want this. And so
that's a good call.
We were able to go to the studio and say, Netflix wants this for international. Regardless of what Lifetime thinks of us and what our future is at Lifetime, we have this piece. And so that deal was made. Do you want to continue? Or do you want me to keep going? Oh, okay. So that deal was made. And then Lifetime did pick us up for a season two. They had a 24-hour kill switch. And it seemed as though they were not going to, they were going to renege on the second season. So we immediately called Netflix and said, you're going to be able to have the show if you want it. And they absolutely stood up and grabbed it and put it on linear. They put it on the domestic platform almost a year before they were planning to. Mm-hmm. And that's when it became an enormous hit.
And it was interesting because it was like, there wasn't a gigantic marketing campaign.
Not
it just found its audience. Is it just as simple as there's a whole lot more 18 to 40 year olds watching Netflix than there are Lifetime these days?
I think in this case, I don't think it was a question of linear versus streaming so much as that is where does the demo for this show live?
Yeah.
And how do they want to watch the show?
You got to fish where the fish are.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think, look, they've been tremendous partners and really supportive of the show. But I think in this instance, it was the audience finding the show more than the show being served up to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you on just on the more macroeconomic level. You know, obviously a lot of changes in television. The syndication market is in, you know, various stages of being kind of reinvented. Does that concern you long term as a producer of series?
It does, because we are fortunate to have had several hit shows go the distance under the traditional model. And we have the benefit of seeing the money those shows kick off. We're also fortunate enough to have streaming hits and see the money those shows kick off. And it's a different business. And, you know, I think the business is very profitable. It's very sustainable. It is not comparable. And we would love to have opportunities where their second and third revenue streams from our shows. And until there's a shift in the model, which maybe there will be, we're going to continue to plug away and do what we do. But would I love to see some return to that traditional model? Yeah. Do I see anyone diving in and kind of paving the way? I don't.
I'm very curious to see kind of as we really kind of shake out from the, you know, impact of the strikes and all the evaluation that made. I'm very interested to see whether if there's there might be a bounce back in linear television. That could be complete, you know, delusional optimism on my part as a fan of broadcast television.
I think the Yellowstone and Only Murders, mm-hmm. I'm putting this in quotations, experiments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Windowing, what a concept.
Right. Yeah, maybe that's indicative of where the business is going, where shows are platformed across windows simultaneously, or just reaching as broad an audience as possible so that the marketing dollars really can be as effective mm-hmm. as they can be. And you bring down the upfront costs and share in the back end more.
Don't turn the page just yet. We'll be back with more from Alloy Entertainment after this pause for monetization.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And we're back with more from the home of Gossip Girl, Pretty Little Liars, and You.
Elisa?
The film business is no walk in the park either right now. Can you tell me how you approach, do you look for a certain amount of things that can be done theatrically? Do you look to sell straight to streamers some titles? Tell me about sort of how you go about developing your slate.
We have had great success in streaming. As of late, on Netflix, and three number ones in a row. So we have been very fortunate to that our audience is the Alloy audience is there, but they show up for streaming, whether it's on their phone, on their laptop, whatever. I think that that's been great for us, but we still love the theatrical experience and hope to make movies for theatrical. It was obviously a joy to see people, you know, return in some form over this past year and post-COVID, and we hope to do more of it. That said, I think streaming will be a big core of our business because that's where our audience primarily lives. Mm-hmm. Although my daughter, who's 15, tells me that on her TikTok feed, theaters are coming back, so let's hope.
We would love for that to be part of our business. But we also want to have wins. So if we are developing a movie like Purple Hearts or Your Son Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah, we are cognizant of who the audience for those movies are. And we want to put it in a place where it's going to have success and where we are going to have success and not have the pressure of delivering on something that in this current market feels really challenged. We want to remain the biggest fish in the YA pond, but we're really growing our grown-up business. And if you look at our past 18 months, our two biggest successes are You, Joel Goldberg's in his late 30s at this point, mm-hmm. And Purple Hearts, which was a grown-up romance. And so we are focused on that. Our book business currently is about 25%. Books for adults, although YA titles are read by adult women. By the end of 25, it's going to be 50-50. And that's really the focus. And that's driven by a couple things. One is the CW and Freeform aren't here anymore. And They were the primary buyers of our teen shows, or shows with teen protagonists.
Even if we were sitting here 5 years ago, that would have sounded like, oh, come on, you're kidding. Like, right? You know, it's just a measure, and it's not a finger pointing, but it's just a measure of how the market has changed.
And they, for so many years, were so vital to our business and such great partners, and we had just phenomenal success together. So, that being said, we need to pivot the business. We're still going to have YA shows and YA movies, but there are fewer homes.
Let me ask you, Les, to kind of complete the circle. You mentioned that you acquired the company some year, like around the late 1990s, and then at some point Warner Brothers came in as the owner. Can you talk about what led to that and what that has brought to you?
There have been many corporate transactions over the 30 plus years I've been in this business. At one point, I acquired the company with Amber Shares, who wrote the Traveling Pants novels, from the original founder. We eventually sold the business to what was Alloy.com, which was a company selling skateboard apparel and trendy clothing through a catalog and website.
Is that how Alloy became?
That's
the name?
How the name Alloy became. So we became Alloy Entertainment.
It's kind of a great name for a creative company.
They were in the media and marketing business, and we were a small public company during the aughts. Eventually, we went private, and our investors put Alloy Entertainment on the market. At that point in time, we had 7 shows on the air. We were doing tremendously well. We still are doing tremendously well. And Warner's was the most logical buyer for the business. Our TV business was there. We had 3 monster shows with them at the time, Gossip, Vampire Diaries, and Pretty Little Liars. They actually probably had a better sense of what we were worth than our owners did.
For us,
the people who worked at the company, it was the best outcome because we knew the parties well. We had a great working relationship. We were talking about the lot earlier, just the dream of this being our home. So Warner Brothers TV acquired the business from the private equity owners in 2012. Mm-hmm. And we've operated it as a wholly owned subsidiary of the television group since then. All of our series we produce through WBTV, our movie business is independent. And that has been a great relationship. You know, Warner Brothers Pictures and New Line are very specific businesses, and we're a very specific business. Where there are overlaps, we absolutely want to be in business, and where there aren't, the company has been generous enough to let us go elsewhere.
That seems like the best of all possible worlds. Plus, again, folks, I cannot say enough about the beautiful wood in this building.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to leave us a review at Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music. We love to hear from listeners. Please go to Variety.com and sign up for our free weekly Strictly Business newsletter. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Strictly Business.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.